Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I have a couple announcements. The new devotional is out today. It's called Monitoring and Developing. It comes from Lamentations 3:55-57. I called on your name, Lord, from the depth of the pit. You heard my plea. Do not close your eyes, your ears to my cry for relief. You came near when I called you, and you said, do not fear. Our key memory verse of this week, because every Sunday we have a new memory verse of the week, is from Psalms 102:17. We will hear his forsaken people and listen to their prayer. Okay. Also, 5 Minutes with God is out as well. And if you looked at the Noonday Prayer for yesterday, it's a prayer list that we talked about all through the week of different people or types of things and situations that we're going to pray for. It's be there on there every Saturday. So every Saturday, just go and look at the Noonday Prayer, listen to the Noonday Prayer. You'll see the list of things. Also, if you like the prayer of the month and the calendar of the month, please let me know. You can message me on any app or any platform you want to. If you go to the link in my bio called Linktree, it will take you to multiple platforms that I host the podcast on, and I place the devotional on. If you click the first link at the top, it's surrenderministries.info. It has all the devotionals. I've been writing 4 years, so this is only 2 years worth of writing on there. I'm trying to get it on there, but slowly doing it. But if you look, all those devotionals are free. The website is mobile friendly, so you just click a devotional if it's perfectly on your screen. If you look at halfway down the screen, it's a chat box. If you click that chat box, in order to speak with me, you have to put in your name and email address. And once you do that, you'll be able to speak to me about the devotional that you read, or maybe you have a prayer request, or maybe you need the Bible challenge or the prayer in a month. But whatever you need, you can contact me, and we can talk about anything you like. If it's a situation that you're having, if you just need prayer, just message me. Like I tell everyone, I do not know everything. I do not confess to know everything. But what I don't know, I know a man that do, and he will tell me. So we'll speak to Jesus about it, and he will give us the answer, okay? So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you every day to be with us. We ask you to help us to change. We ask you to help us surrender to you, Father God. Help us live a holy and righteous life, Father God. Because sometimes we don't live that way because we find it hard, or we find it difficult to live that way. But Father God, we ask you to be with us. We ask you to help us to do it in your strength, because we can't do it in your strength if we surrender to you, Father God. Father God, help us to hear your voice when you speak. Help us not to just jump up and run when we get through praying, but to listen to you speak to us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for everything, Father God. We thank you for the food on our table, the clothes on our back, the shoes on our feet, Father God. Father God, we thank you for every awakening moment that you give us grace and mercy, Father God. Father God, we thank you for changing us and molding us, Father God, into the people that you want us to be, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to watch over us as we're at our jobs, Father God. Give us favor and blessings and peace at our jobs, Father God. Even give us peace at our home, Father God. Father God, if there's anything in our life that we're doing that's not of you, Father God, help us to step away from it. Help us to stop doing it. If it's a person that's in our life that shouldn't be, help us to remove that person. Help us to stay away from that person, Father God. Father God, we give you all the vices that we're attached to, all the yokes that's pulling us down. We surrender at your feet, Father God. Because we know that once we place it there, that you're going to take care of it. But Father God, we can't touch it. And we ask you to help us not to touch it. Help us just to leave it at your feet. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we ask you right now to watch over each and every person that's across this land that's dealing with different things and having different problems, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Help them to go through whatever they need to go through with you, Father God. Help them depend on you for your strength, Father God. Help you to be that tower that they need, Father God. Father God, help them to understand that you're everything they need and more, Father God. Father God, sometimes it's hard to for some of us to say, hey, I need Jesus, or hey, I need to let this go, or hey, I need to change, or hey, I need this bitterness to remove. I need this brokenness to be healed. But Father God, we're saying that today, that we need the brokenness healed. We need the malice moved, the bitterness removed. And Father God, we ask you right now to give us guidance, Father God. Give us guidance. Father God, so many people lost in this world. They don't know what they want. They don't know what they're doing. And so they attach themselves to any and everything. And Father God, I ask you to touch them. I ask you to heal their heart. I ask you to help them understand that you can give them the love that they need. Because sometimes all someone needs is to be loved. And some of us won't love one another. We will mistreat each other. And Father God, help us to treat each other right. Help us to follow that commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves. And Father God, help us to do that. Help us to love you with all our might, Father God, and all our strength, Father God. Help us to read your word and understand it, Father God. Give us wisdom and knowledge to understand, Father God. Give us strength to stand on our own 2 feet, Father God. Give us strength to say no to the things that we want to do, our flesh wants to do. Because, Father God, this flesh is so heavy sometimes. Because our flesh wants to do this, our flesh wants to do that. Our flesh just wants to, it says, have fun. But, Father God, we are defiling ourselves. So, Father God, help us not to defile ourselves with having just fun. Help us to give ourselves to you, Father God. Give ourselves away. Father God, I thank you for every day you've given us. I thank you for every ounce of your presence that we feel when we pray. We thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us, because everyone else would have left us if we done wrong. If we said something wrong, people, man, would leave us quick. But you stayed and you said, I love you, daughter. I love you, brother, with love. The endless love that won't fade. And Father God, the thing I love about you the most is that I don't have to give to you to have you to love me. All I have to do is just dwell in your presence, because you want to dwell in mine. You want to know so much about us. You want to heal us. And we're so scared to be healed because these wounds are our walls for us not to be hurt. Father God, we're scared if we let down these walls that will be hurt. Help us to hold on to you like a strong tower. Help us to hold on to you like a comfort that we need. Oh God, we need you. Oh Father God, we need you. Father God, we just thank you for everything. Father God, we thank you for the ups and downs and the trials and the seasons that we go through. And in those seasons, we discover that we just have you. And in those seasons, we discover that we're stronger with you and we're weaker without you. And Father God, so much you gave us a thorn in our side. You said, this is what you have to deal with. You have to come to me every day. Father God, please strengthen us while we hold this thorn in our side. Strengthen us to be able to come to you and not go to other things. Strengthen us to be there when we're weak. Father God, help us through our anxiety. Help us through our depression. Help us through these things, Father God. Because we can't do it alone. Every day we depend on you. Every day we need you. So Father God, please draw near to us. Your word says we should draw near to you. And Father God, we're drawing near. Please draw near to us. Help us through our worst moments. In Jesus' name, amen. Our prayer of the month is, Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing your face to shine upon me. And to bless me graciously, Lord, lift your countenance upon me and give me your peace. Please, Lord, I pray that your favor be upon my life as a cloud of latter rain. Please, Lord, do not hide your truth from me. Open my eyes to see your word and to hear your voice daily. I pray to receive abundance revelation, Lord. I rebuke any ungodly forces operating against my life and my destiny. Lord, I pray for an open heaven and bind any demonic spirits trying to block the open doors and blessings heading my way. Let your grace and favor increase in my life, and I will receive all deliverance and enlargement of my life. Let the righteousness, peace, and joy of the kingdom be established in my life. I rebuke and bind the authority over all nightmares, demonic dreams at night in the name of Jesus. Release your power and angels on my behalf to fight my battles in the heavens, Lord. I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember to read Proverbs 12. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom and knowledge, discernment of spirit, eyes and ears to be open. And give me a quick second. Okay, today we're going to pray for people that are dealing with emotional trauma. We're going to pray for favor on jobs. And we're also going to pray for all the mothers because it's Mother's Day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any major platforms. Remember to like, subscribe. I'm sorry, I just said that. Remember to like, subscribe on any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. And if you can, please share on social media. Be blessed. Thank you.